From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 10th, 2026. Bill Galvin has spent much of the past month answering the phone. It's been very, very busy, he says. Galvin is the counseling director at the Center on Conscious and War, which helps run the 24-hour GI Rights Hotline, set up to inform service members of their options for military discharge. Most callers are asking how to apply to become conscientious objectors, a difficult, invasive, and rarely used process. But they're also airing concerns and frustrations, often anonymously, as the hotline allows them a space to do so without repercussions. Military members cite a range of reasons for wanting to leave, but the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran has been a powerful motivator. In March alone, Galvin's center took on more than 80 new clients, nearly twice as many as it typically sees in a year. The busiest single day saw 12 new clients join, with one person saying four other members of their platoon were also interested. Those numbers are small compared with the more than 1.3 million people enlisted. But for outside observers and former military officials, the calls indicate a growing unease within the ranks. Read the full story by NPR's Kat Lonsdorf and Tom Bowman at knpr.org. A laboratory in Bozeman, Montana, studying invasive plants and pollinators, and another in Reno, Nevada, focused on sagebrush conservation and post-wildfire recovery, are among dozens of research facilities the U.S. Forest Service plans to close in a sweeping reorganization. The most prominent change is moving the agency's headquarters, along with roughly 260 jobs, from Washington, D.C., to Salt Lake City, Utah. The Forest Service also plans to consolidate five regional research stations into a single hub in Fort Collins, Colorado, saying the move will streamline decision-making and better connect science to land management. The plan calls for closing 57 of its 77 research facilities nationwide, including two sites in Montana, three in Utah, and one in Nevada. Labs in Missoula, Fort Collins, and Flagstaff are expected to remain open, while others, including facilities in Albuquerque and Boise, are still under review. Hear the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen at knpr.org. Nevada ranked third nationally in the rate of criminal cyber complaints in 2025, according to a report from the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. About 400 people per 100,000 reported a cybercrime last year, with total losses exceeding $302 million. While Nevada ranked 18th in total complaints, it had one of the highest per capita rates in the country. The average cost per incident in Nevada was $22,000. Greg Moody, director of UNLV's cybersecurity program, told KLAS-TV that vigilance, due diligence, and being less trusting are key to avoiding becoming a victim. Harry Reid International Airport will receive nearly $9 million in grants from the Federal Aviation Administration. The funding will help create an environmental impact statement for a proposed new airport south of Las Vegas and upgrade perimeter gates at Reid. The grants include $7.5 million for the environmental review and $1.5 million for gate improvements. The funding was announced Tuesday by Senator Jackie Rosen, who emphasized the importance of airports to Southern Nevada's tourism industry. Last year, she helped secure more than $18 million in federal funding for airport improvements statewide, including new firefighting vehicles at Reid. Anyone who's lived in Las Vegas long enough understands the unique only-in-Vegas character. Eccentric personalities who might fade into obscurity elsewhere, but become beloved local celebrities. Four recent documentaries explore that phenomenon, examining the lives of fitness guru Susan Powder, professional wrestler Sabu, impressionist Danny Gons, and stand-up comedian Vinny Favorito. None were born or raised in Las Vegas, but all came seeking redemption and renewal, and found it at least temporarily. Read the full roundup by Josh Bell in Desert Companion's spring issue or at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.